This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott with good news for those unaccustomed to being go-getters, opportunity jumpers, or day seizers. John Perry is an emeritus professor of philosophy at Stanford and an admitted chronic procrastinator. In fact, he wrote his new book, The Art of Procrastination, to avoid doing something else. Perry proposes that using structured procrastination can actually help the lollygagger and the dilly-dally get a lot done. And he joins us now from his home in Palo Alto to explain why putting things off is not all bad. John, thanks for joining us.
Well, I'm happy to be here, Virginia.
So you're a philosopher, taught philosophy for decades. I wondered if philosophy as a field is a good choice for procrastinators.
Well, probably so. Academia in general, at least the humanities side of it, is not too demanding in terms of deadlines. If you show up 3 minutes late for your class, the students don't usually complain because they're usually 2 minutes late themselves. So compared to broadcasting, your field, now people are not really very forgiving about being 3 minutes late or even 3 seconds late in broadcast.
Well, I wondered about that because you are also the co-host of the public radio show Philosophy Talks. Now, we know that runs on radio time. How do you get that done?
Well, a procrastinator, if he's going to succeed in such a field, has to make allies with non-procrastinators who can keep him on time and deal with things if he's late. So I partner up with a lot of good non-procrastinators.
Well, but you also write in the book about, you know, non-procrastinators kind of being a little irritating.
Procrastinators can be irritating to non-procrastinators and vice versa. But since procrastinators really need the help of non-procrastinators to keep themselves productive online and not miss appointments, they need to learn not to be annoying. And so I've got a little bit about that. The main thing is not to deny that you're a procrastinator, not to pretend that you're really just in tune with the more important things in the world, which is the reason you never meet the deadlines.
Which is so interesting. Your theory is about structured procrastination, that we can actually get a lot done by not getting other things done. Help us understand this theory.
Well, to be a procrastinator is not necessarily to be lazy. And in a matter of fact, a lot of procrastinators are not lazy, and they've accomplished a great deal. I think if you went through history and took out all the novels and the plays and the poems and the inventions that people came up with while they were supposed to be doing something else, you would impoverish our culture a great deal. So being a procrastinator is not necessarily to be lazy, and that's structured procrastination. You do a lot. You just don't do what you're supposed to be doing. You do a lot as a way of not doing what you're supposed to be doing. I'm not recommending that, but if you find that that's what you are, you shouldn't feel too bad about it. You're not a child molester. You're not a serial killer. You're just somebody who works a little bit strange.
I found that for me, sometimes it's harder not to do something than just to do it. I mean, the psychological guillotine hanging over my head of what I'm supposed to be doing, it takes so much energy to avoid that it would be more easier to actually do the deed. Now, is there a right or a wrong way to procrastinate?
Well, the wrong way to procrastinate is try to narrow your things you need to do down to zero, to just one, because then instead of doing that one thing, you'll probably just lie on the couch and be completely useless. When you procrastinate, you have to, if you procrastinate, it's because you lack willpower. You can't do something just because it's the best thing for you to do. Now, you sound like you're not too much of a procrastinator to me.
It comes and goes. But, you know, this is something that you pointed out. Procrastination is often a sort of secretive thing. You know, last night I was supposed to be writing an interview for Jeffrey Toobin tomorrow night. I, cleaned my espresso machine, did a lot of dishes, some laundry, you know.
Well, my guess is you'll get the interview written on time. It'll be just fine. In addition, you'll have the laundry done and clean dishes. So you're a productive procrastinator. But sometimes you can't procrastinate or you'll miss a deadline. And then it's important to manipulate yourself. Maybe put a lot of reminders on your email, set up an alarm clock to stop you from dithering away, get your friends to help you. So if you're a procrastinator, you have to accommodate to reality to some extent.
You also had a great chapter on to-do lists that really hit home for me. Give us some advice on putting together a to-do list.
Well, the main thing about your daily to-do list is it's not really a reminder of what to do, because probably you know what you should do. It's a way of giving yourself a pat on the back by crossing things off your to-do list. At least that's the way I look at it. It's important to break your to-do list up into small components so you can get that. In other words, don't just put clean the garage, but go out into the garage, look at the garage, think about the garage, clean up that first shelf to the right of the door. Then you'll, as you check those things off, either on an actual to-do list or mentally, you'll get up ahead of steam. So to-do lists can be very helpful, or they can be intimidating. It's also important to put things not to do on your to-do list. Put down, if you're a procrastinator, then if you figure out your list ahead of time, you know what kind of things will distract you, and just put down there, don't do them.
Mm-hmm.
May not sound like much, but it'll help.
Okay, so one of your motivating tools is finding the right music to start the day. I understand you're a fan of Neil Diamond?
Well, I like Neil Diamond because I think he's a great singer and a great songwriter. But a lot of his music, like America, is really the kind of thing that gets you pepped up and going.
Mm-hmm.
Problem is, in the morning when you get up, if you're a little depressed like a lot of procrastinators are in the morning, you really don't want to hear Neil Diamond. You want to hear Johnny Cash sing Hurt, or you know, somebody sing about whiskey and women. So the thing is, you got to choose your songs the night before. That's self-manipulation. The guy the night before doesn't really want you to get back into bed. And so you can count on him to set up a song list that'll make you peppy, even if when you hear those songs in the morning, you may want to throw up. I mean, when I wake up in the morning, I know if I put on 76 Trombones, that's going to get me perking, but I would never do it. But I might choose it the night before.
Well, I hate to set you up on this because we have very little time, so you're just going to have to answer. Do you feel like readers get some relief from the fact that you, a Stanford professor, published academic, radio co-host, suffer from the same problem as so many others? I mean, is there room for a support group here for procrastinators?
Yeah, sort of. I was thinking of it as a 12-step program, but I could only come up with 3 steps. But basically, my email indicates that a lot of people resonate with this, and that I felt very good about doing something that's a little bit helpful to people.
I'm so glad you got around to it, John.
Well, thank you for having me on your show, Virginia.
John Perry, Professor Emeritus at Stanford University. He's also a winner of the Ig Nobel Prize and co-host of the public radio show Philosophy Talks. We do have more on his book, The Art of Procrastination, A Guide to Effective Dawdling, Lollygagging, and Postponing. We encourage you to put off whatever more important thing you're doing and read about him at wordofmouthradio.org.